Inside a Norwood office building, Morphic's Threat Intelligence Center is on alert. Security professionals, digital forensics experts, and malware analysts monitor threats for dozens of Cincinnati companies, both large and small. Tony Hudson works for the Cincinnati Bell spinoff and is prepared for a variety of security compromises.
Oh, it can be anything. I mean, I have a suit in my car so that if I have to go somewhere, I can change into it like Superman.
While still part of Cincinnati Bell, Justin Hall built this security team.
They're kind of like the Ghostbusters. You know, if there's a problem, the customer knows, hey, we can call up, you know, this team and they can come out and help us deal with the breach.
What kind of breach and who's doing it? Stolen usernames and passwords, banking and credit card information, medical records, utility disruptions, and more. A Time magazine article listed the world's top five cybercrime hotspots. They are Russia, China, Brazil, Nigeria, and Vietnam. The vice president of a technology company told Time, cyber criminals are entering into the game at a quicker pace than, quite honestly, we can keep up with in the U.S. to defend our networks from malicious hackers. The U.S. is the second most targeted nation for cyber attacks behind Russia.
It is no longer the nerdy kid in the basement. There are the ones that we are most concerned about, the ones that offer the most serious threat, are paid by a government.
Justin Hall also worries about hacktivists paid by political causes. The Global Economic Crime Survey by PricewaterhouseCoopers in February reports at least 54% of respondents from U.S. companies have experienced some type of cybercrime. That's up from 44% in 2014. At Morphic, the analysts decide which threats are real and which are benign.
These guys have defensive tools that monitor network traffic and email and web browsing at their customer sites. And if they see something bad happen or something suspicious, an alert is generated and brought back to this room.
Tony Hudson's investigations run the gamut.
CFO gets an email. We don't know how to handle this. We've wired money. What do we do now? What are the next steps handling that kind of situation? It could be, hey, we think we see a nation state actor on our network exfilling trade secrets. What do we do next? So it's just a wide range of things, being able to handle those situations.
The problem is hackers have gotten cleverer and businesses are struggling to keep up.
The tools and tactics that the really, really, really smart attackers started using against the military in the early 2000s, those have been disseminated to your average cyber criminal, which is why you're starting to see things like ransomware or backdoors or advanced encryption.
Next month, Hudson and Hall are hosting a cybersecurity conference at the University of Cincinnati. Details are on our website at wvxu.org.
More and more companies are discovering the need to do this, to protect themselves and to figure out how. And so organizations like ours are here to help as they grow up in those practices, as they get better at it. Until they're able to sort of self-feed and then take care of themselves.
One company which Hall says is doing a good job with its own security is GE Aviation. In 2005, it was a Cincinnati Bell cybersecurity customer, and Hall says it now has one of the best incident response departments in the world. Hudson agrees and says other businesses should take it just as seriously.
It feels like to me that the days of kind of like a willful negligence about what exists on your network, if you're the person in charge of the technology, that's really going away because there's been so much media coverage. It's no longer okay to have a web server that, you know, we know it has some vulnerabilities. Somebody else set it up. We're not really sure what's going on. What's going on with it? Having your arms around that is extremely important, and I think that's becoming more public knowledge.
Just last week, cybersecurity officials from the U.S. and Russian governments met in Geneva to review cybersecurity agreements signed in 2013. Soon, our government will be making new recommendations for strengthening hospital cybersecurity. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.